Did you end up seeing any good April Fool's Day jokes go down?
I saw only one, but I didn't actually think that they were, I'd forgotten that April Fool's was happening. And when I saw this one, I just thought, oh, that's just this person just being a typical comedian. But it turns out, no, it was an April Fool's joke. Nazim Hussein pranked his mother. So Naz was in the jungle with me on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He's also a well-known comedian.
We've had him on the show many times before as well. He's the friend of the show, basically, now.
He's a friend of the show. But he played this fabulous prank on his mother. So at the moment, lots and lots of people are getting onto this Google 3D animals thing. Yeah. And you can download this thing where you can put giant animals in your living room, like a shark or a tiger, all that sort of stuff. So it's really great entertainment for the kids.
I have seen this, but I didn't completely understand what it was for or what was going on. But it does look like it's for the kids, right? That's the idea. They love it.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, adults can do it too, I guess. Yeah. It just depends what you're into. But Naz decided to screenshot a picture of a tiger in his living room, and he sent it to his mother and sister in a WhatsApp message, and his mum actually thought it would, like, these things look real. They do look real.
Come on, really?
No, they look real.
So she thought there was a tiger in her son's living room.
Well, I don't know, but she's pretty, like, she's very alarmed by it. She thought, what the hell is a tiger doing in your living room? And you should see the thread of text messages going backwards and forwards between Naz and his mother. It's actually hysterical. But in the end, Naz said, I'm going into a meeting, Mum. If you need to talk to me, send me voice messages. So we actually have one of those voice messages from Nazim's mother, and it is hysterical.
Be careful. When he gets hungry, he might even bite you. So you be very careful. I don't know. I'm just very worried about you. I don't know why you take this chance of bringing tigers into the house. You know, I don't know what to tell you, Nazim. Okay. Just get rid of the shit. Lock him in the toilet. That's all I'm telling you.
She is hysterical. Oh, she was really worried at one point because Naz was like, oh, my God, I've run out of food. I don't know what I'm going to do because the people have said, like, I've got to feed him regularly or his moods get really psychotic. And his mum was like, well, I've got some mincemeat. Oh, I'll bring it over because if he doesn't eat, he's going to kill you.
No, man. And everyone's caught up in this Tiger King show too, so she's probably been watching a few episodes of that thinking this is real. So,
Have you seen Nazim's recent picture that he's posted on Instagram?
Yeah, I jumped onto his...
He's doctored himself to make himself look like Joe Exotic next to a tiger.
Yeah,
hysterical.
From the Tiger King. Oh, mate, that is a gripper if she has fallen for that, like it sounds like she has. That has actually worked. Because a lot of the time, April Fool's Day jokes, you just think, oh, lame. Mm. But she's gone for that.
She's gullible as hell if that's the case.
Lock him in the toilet. That's all I'm telling you.